Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo, and with technology, we are broadcasting not only from the East Coast in the state of Virginia, but we're also going to be talking to my guest today, who is in England. And Pauline Wills is my guest. We're going to be discussing easy reflexology. Pauline, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Donna.
Pauline, I am so impressed with your book on easy reflexology, but before we go into it, I did want to let my listeners know something about your background. You're a qualified reflexologist, you're a color practitioner and yoga instructor, and you've been very much involved with reflexology, and you actually pioneered the integration of color therapy with reflexology, and this has been over many, many years. You're the co-founder of the Oracle School of Color in London. You teach there, and also you see people privately. But you've written a number of books, and we're going to be giving out information about your school later on. But I would like to know a little bit, Pauline, about how you began this very unique journey that caused you to become involved with such a fascinating and valuable subject such as reflexology, and where you went to learn about it. So would you give us a little bit of that background?
It started a very, very long time ago. I was in my early 20s, and I was quite ill, and my last hope was to go into yoga. And I went into yoga, and obviously my health greatly improved. And one day somebody came along and gave a talk on reflexology, which I was fascinated with. And as a result of that, I went to the Bailey School of Reflexology and studied to become a reflexologist. Through yoga, color was something that had always interested me. And one day a friend of mine came along and said she had seen an advertisement on a notice board in the library for colour therapy treatments. So I phoned up and actually found that I'd entered on a colour therapy course, which I did and completed, and set up as a colour practitioner. And then I furthered my knowledge by attending another colour school, where eventually I taught. And then I was actually going abroad to run a course, and the idea came to me of integrating colour with reflexology. And I thought a lot about this and did a lot of research on it, and that's how colour reflexology came to birth.
Well, I think that they are so compatible. And from my own personal experience of having been around people who have been very, very skilled with reflexology, and there's one woman I'm thinking of right now that I've known of for years, and she was so skilled with foot reflexology that she could basically tell you if there was something wrong with your liver, if you had had any kind of problems. She would literally read the conditions of the body through foot reflexology. Your book, however, Pauline, I think has such clarity with it, which frequently is not the case. I mean, so many times people will have so much material associated with trying to describe reflexology that for the average layperson, it can be overwhelming and very confusing. Give us the definition of reflexology, because it can be done with the hands, it can be done with the feet. Anybody that's really skilled in this will actually know how to utilize the meridians in the body and various pressure points. But let's talk about what reflexology is, and do you know very much about where it originated from? Does it have any history that can be traced?
Reflexology is a very, very old therapy, and it was revised by an ear, nose, and throat surgeon who found that when he pressed certain points on the foot, he was able to anesthetize specific parts of the body. And he went on to research this, and then he began to teach it. And then one of his students decided that she would actually try and map out on the foot the various parts of the body, which she did. And then reflexology, it started actually, it was revived in America, but then it was brought to England by Doreen Bailey, who actually studied under this ear, nose, and throat surgeon. And the Bailey School of Reflexology, of which I was trained, was originally run by Doreen Bailey. I personally didn't know her, but the person who took it over was, again, a student of hers. Reflexology is what we define as a holistic treatment. It works not just with physical symptoms. Yes, it's true that by doing a reflexology treatment, you can tell which parts of the body aren't functioning to their full potential, because you either pick up pain when you're massaging a particular part of the foot, or you experience grittiness in that particular part. But apart from working with a physical symptom, it works with the emotional and mental and psychological aspect of that person. And because it's holistic treatment, we believe that the only person that can really heal is the person to whom the disease belongs, and that by working with reflexology and counseling, one can help the person to bring about a state of balance and wholeness.
I really like a number of the comments that you have right in the introduction of your book. And you talk about how to successfully correct a problem. You have to go to the cause. And just what you have described at this point is so significant because of the mind-body connection. And you talk about energy blocks and the mental and physical aspect, stress, bad diet, maybe a lifestyle that needs to be changed. Just all kinds of things can come in and can affect the harmonics of a body. And I like being able to make that statement, as you've made in the book, get to the cause. Find out what the core of the situation is. So someone who is well-versed in this and well-trained in this, as you are, you're not going to hesitate if someone needs to have certain treatments of any kind. You're going to say, go see a doctor, go check this out, do this, this, thus, and so. But sometimes there's emotional situations. Do you find yourself often having to be something like a counselor when you're working with people, where you have to ask questions and find out what's really eating a person? That's what the old kahunas would say to someone. What is eating at you, to try to determine what the causes were?
Counseling is a very, very important part of reflexology. And when one is working as a counselor, one is actually empowering that person to look at themselves. Now, whether or not a person may know the cause, whether or not they choose to work with it is entirely up to them. So, yes, when working with reflexology, when working with a person, you are also working as a counselor.
Now, you like to make sure that the patient understands, and I use the term patient, you might use the term client, But you want them to understand that they have a role of personal responsibility in their own wellness, and I think that that is so significant. I think it is so much healthier when we can take that positioning of understanding that to be able to get to the level of wellness we want, we have to take an active part in what is necessary to do that. So you see how complementary reflexology is to, and, you know, to allopathic medicine, which I agree. I think that there are so many different modalities that we can use that reflexology is a very, very significant tool. And having personally experienced it, I myself really feel like it is a very, very valid therapy. Now, let's talk about the educational part of this, because, Pauline, you've dedicated almost 30 years of your life to working with this, to going to school. If someone who is listening to this show today would say, oh, wow, this is something I'd love to explore. Now, they have your book, Easy Reflexology, any age, any place, any time that they can secure and start their library. But if you were to direct someone at this time, where would you ask them to or suggest to them to go to school? What venues would you like for them to explore to see if this is really something they'd want to do?
Unfortunately, obviously, I don't know about the rules and regulations that you have in America. But here in England, the Oracle School is part of the Complementary Medical Association. And what they do is they have a list of practitioners in all over the country in England that have trained through schools that are recognized by the Complementary Medical Association as having reached a standard that is recognized by them. And anybody who wants to receive a reflexology treatment, I think it is very, very important to, if you find a practitioner, to find out how long the training was, where they trained, and find out something about the college that they actually trained at. And I think, you know, I think part of complementary medicine today is also educating the public as to how to find a good reflexologist. Because, I can't talk for America, but in England, there are people that run a weekend course, and people go out and say they're qualified reflexologists, which of course they're not. So anybody who really wants a reflexology treatment, I would advise them to find out who their local reflexologists are, where they trained, and try and find out how long the training was and the standard of the school or college that they trained at.
Now, you make a comment in your book that there's insurance necessary, obviously, if you're going to do this as a professional. And your suggestions about finding out what is required for licensing in the United States is a very good one. And, you know, later on, maybe this is something we'll find even more about. Now, let's talk about reflexology itself. You make a statement in your book that if you're going to do reflexology on the feet, that you must treat both of the feet when you're doing it. And your book is loaded with the most wonderful diagrams. And what I like about your book, it is a book that you could put in a briefcase, and if you wanted to practice on yourself, you could. But it's a very nice size. It's a very easy size to work with, which I think is excellent. But you say you begin with the right foot and complete the whole routine for the foot before you move on to the left. Why is it that you begin with the right? What would be the difference if you started with the left foot?
The reason one starts with the right, and this is the school that I was taught at, is that the heart reflex is situated on the left foot. And so we always start with the right foot to stimulate the body before working with the heart reflex.
Very good. All right. So that's significant. Also in your book, you have a diagram, and it's of a body form, and you talk about the longitudinal and transverse zones. And you show the foot, and you also show the sections of the foot, the horizontal lines, and you show how they relate to the body. This reminds me in the drawing a great deal of the drawings of the lines that the Chinese use for the meridian points. Is there a similarity here?
Actually, you're fading. It's quite difficult to hear for you in England. I believe you asked me about the longitudinal lines and the meridian lines.
Correct.
They're not connected. The longitudinal lines are energy lines within the body. The body is divided into 10 zones. There are 5 on each foot, and they're energy zones within the body. The transverse zones are dividing the body into 3 parts. So, in fact, when you have then got a map of the foot with your longitudinal and transverse zones, and within that map you can accurately locate the reflexes which are associated with specific organs and muscles in the physical body. The meridians, we only treat where the meridians either terminate or begin, and 6 terminate or begin on the feet and 6 on the hands, and we would just treat a specific point, the actual meridian point. We don't treat the points that are associated of the lines, the meridian lines going through the body. One can only do that if one is a qualified acupuncturist.
So many of these things that you're discussing, you could expand to other arenas, as you've just mentioned, like acupressure, acupuncture, but that would take additional licensing. These all seem to complement each other very, very nicely, and I look forward to the day when we can have the same kind of compatibility among these different modalities as you have been able to experience in England. Now, tell me how you use your color when you're doing the reflexology. How is color incorporated into the techniques that you describe in your book?
Various parts of the body. Color is a vibration, and it's part of, in physics, the electromagnetic spectrum. And each color is measured in nanometers, which is, so it therefore has a vibrational frequency. And the body has within it energy centers known as chakras, which radiate color. And therefore, the organs associated with those chakras vibrate to the same color. When we work with color, we divide it into 3 categories. And the 3 categories are general color, treatment color, and overall color. And the general color is the color that each specific part of the body vibrates to naturally. So, for instance, if you were doing a reflexology treatment and you were working on the ear reflex and it was painful, and you said to the person that you were treating, do you have problems with your ears? And they said no, you couldn't put a treatment color in because, as far as they're concerned, there's nothing wrong. There could be an imbalance within the aura over that specific part of the body. So you would administer the general color, the color that that part of the body vibrates to naturally. The treatment color are colors which we give for specific diseases. For instance, if somebody had, say, an eye infection, to the eye reflex, we would apply red. Why? Red is the heat end of the spectrum. Heat would increase the blood flow to that particular part of the body. Blood contains white corpuscles. White corpuscles treat infection. And the third category is the overall colour, and it's called that because we treat both feet. We flood both feet or the whole body in that colour. And what that colour does is to help the person find and work with the cause. And we actually apply colour either through what is known as colour reflexology instrument or with the colour reflexology torch.
Now, that's interesting that you have a particular instrument that actually brings the color. Now, is this something that has like a, almost like a colored nodule on the end that you would utilize to treat those areas when you are doing the manipulation and moving in a particular direction? Because that is something in your book, in the descriptions of being able to do these techniques, that you move your thumbs, for example, if you're working on the ball of the foot, then you move it in a certain patterning. And your book does such a wonderful job of describing this. But you're moving your fingers, and you are moving in a certain way. Does your instrument have like a rounded end where the color is projected through so it feeds through the tissue?
Yes. It's a torch, and it has a specially made head that fits over the torch, and in the head is a round quartz crystal which rotates. And with the torch comes 9 stained glass discs, and one can insert the color disc into the head of the torch that one needs, turn on the torch, and the crystal, the quartz crystal, lights up with that color. And you massage the particular reflex with that color.
Fascinating. You know, if you go back into history, there were the temples that where they had music and they used color. There were so many of the modalities that they were beginning to define even more, I would say, expertly than has been done for a long, long time. And it's really nice to be able to bring these things together because it really does make a difference. And when someone has gone through a trauma and reflux, I know that happened to me, and I'll just share quickly what occurred with me. I was under a great deal of stress, and I had been resting in a bed, and I went to move, and it's as if I went to turn over to my right, and nothing, my back and spine and everything just went totally out of alignment. And then I moved back into the same positioning as before, and I realized I could have done serious, serious damage to myself. And it was like my whole body was in rebellion. And I went to someone, a healer, that was very, very well known for use of reflexology and for being able to work with the body when it's gone through that kind of trauma. And the pain was excruciating. And I don't get sick very often. So I went in, and within 45 minutes after working with a combination of massage, reflexology, and just doing what needed to be done to relax those stressed muscles, I was able to bend over, put my hands flat on the floor at the tip of my toes, and it just was as if nothing had happened at all. It was quite an incredible experience. And so I know how all of these things can work together so very, very well. And it is such a wonderful tool to be able to develop, to be able to assist people, especially if they, you know, in some way are incapacitated, where you know how to do this so that they can help the circulation. There's just so many valuable aspects of this. Pauline, in your book, you have a step-by-step method. How were you able to get this down into such a concise format for the average layperson? This really is so well done, your book, Easy Reflexology.
Yes, it was quite difficult. I mean, it took quite a little while to work out. But it's a book, Easy Reflexology, where one can help oneself But what I would like to say is if you do have a serious problem, you really do need to go and see a professionally qualified reflexologist and not try to treat yourself. I mean, it's great to treat yourself to keep the body in balance, but not if you do have something seriously wrong with you.
I agree. I think we all need to be aware that there are times when we need help of someone that really knows their stuff. I could not have treated myself that day. There's no way. I could barely move. But because this individual was so skilled and really had just, they had studied for years. They're very, very knowledgeable. And it just made all the difference in the world. Now, Pauline, you actually have your own school, your Oracle School of Color. And for people that might be interested in knowing more about it, what is your website?
The website is www.oracleschoolofcolor.com.
That's Oracle's, Oracle of Color.
O for orange, R for red, A for apple, C for cherry, L for Lenny, E for elephant, School of Color. And it's all one word.
And color is spelled C-O-L.
C-O-L-O-U-R. It's the English spelling.
Yes.
Dot
I wanted to clarify that. Yes. Okay, so that's OracleSchoolOfColor.com. Pauline,
that's right.
It's just a joy having you as a guest. What would you want to say to someone who, in listening to the show, now your book, The Easy Reflexology, Any Age, Any Place, Any Time, of course, they can go to their local bookstore. It's on Amazon.com. It's published by Red Wheel, Wiser, Conard. But what I would ask you is, what would you say to my audience here in America, and actually my audience is around the world, if someone really wanted to do this, is there something that you would like to leave them with in the way of a thought?
If somebody wanted to pursue reflexology in America, they need to find out what schools and who is teaching it. As I said, living in England, I don't know what schools you have in America. If they are reflexologists and they wish to study the integration of color with reflexology, we do a distance learning course, which can either be done online or can be done by snail mail.
Oh, how fabulous. So people would have access to that educational opportunity just by going to your website, OracleSchoolOfColor.com. Well, Pauline, are you still with me?
Yes, I'm still with you.
Oh, there you go, because I heard something on the line. Well, what are your dreams, Pauline? What's your next step? You've come out with this book. I'm sure you're busy on a book tour. Where do you see yourself going? I mean, you've started this school. What is the next big step for you?
I'm pursuing two things at present. One is I'm working on a book which is called The Yoga of Light, and it's very much, you know, we are beings of light, and in at a specific stage of development in yoga, triangles of light are formed within the body and they're linked with the minor chakras and major chakras. So I'm working very much with that. I'm also working on a distance learning course on color therapy for people who wish to qualify as color practitioners, and working hard with my students.
Well, I'd say your schedule is very full, and I wish you the best of success. For those of you listening, do go to their website, OracleSchoolOfColor.com in England, and also you will be able to find out more about her background. Her book, Easy Reflexology, Any Age, Any Place, Any Time. It's a complete body treatment through your feet. Wonderful reading, easy to understand, and totally practical to utilize. Pauline Wills, thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break for just a moment. When we come back, more good things to share. Also, we'll have a chance to chat, so don't go away. We're coming back in just a moment.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95, plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.DelphiInternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna with our traveling microphone here in the state of Virginia. I do want to give out our worldwide telephone number because I'll be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Here is the telephone number to call, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Now remember, if you're a first-time caller, all I need from you is your first name or your initial, and then after that, let me share with you what I perceive, and then you can ask me a question about anything that you like. Worldwide again, 888-815-9756. Well, I wanted to let you know that Monday, because I'm flying back, I will not be able to be on the show live, but we'll have a Best of Donna program on Monday. Then next week, we're going to have a fascinating lineup of people. We're going to be talking with Howard Thomas Snow. We're going to be discussing the Gray Warriors. This is going to involve a novel, but it's a novel that is really filled with a lot of fact about South America, the CIA, and some warriors that were being honored, actually, by the story of in the book. And then we have Dr. Linda Beckman, Bringing Your Soul to Light. Wonderful book, very positive information. Those of you that are in the dating game, well, you're going to enjoy Marla Martinson. We're going to be talking about good dates, bad dates. Lots of fun, good information, and we'll have a good time for it with it. Then Roy Escapa on Friday, a week from today. This is a man who has just got some awesome facts to talk about. Have you had anyone in your family, or do you know of a dear friend who's dealt with alcoholism? Do you know that they now actually do have a cure? And I know that there's the Alcoholic Anonymous group, which I'm very supportive of. But I will tell you what, this is an understanding, and it's a scientific level that is going to absolutely amaze you. It's information. If you know of anyone that's dealing with these problems, please let them know about the show, because it can make a difference and maybe even save someone's life. So we've got a great lineup of people next week, and I'm going to be back in my home office. But remember, on Monday, it will not be a live show. It will be the Best of Donna, because I'm going to be flying, and so still haven't figured out how to handle that. So give me a buzz today if you wanted to chat, 888-815-9756. Too frequently, we'll hear conversations about how bad kids are today. Well, I don't know of any generation that hasn't made that comment. I think of a man I knew many years ago who has since passed away, and he said when he was growing up, he said that was something that people would say. The kids of today just don't understand things. They're just going down the tubes. Well, I want you to know that there are some really special young people out there, and there's a lot more of them than you even would begin to be aware of. One of them is a young woman. Her name is Isha Yan, and she lives in Pennsylvania. This young lady in the fifth grade did a science fair project about the physical properties that make candy either chewy or hard. Now, when you stop and think about this, this is a kid that had a curiosity. What makes candy hard? What makes it chewy? Now, her father is a material sciences professor at Leah University. He encouraged her. He said, go ahead. Why don't you check this out? You're curious. So he decided he'd let her work in his lab. And they started to work together as a team. Now, remember, she's in fifth grade when all of this begins. Do you know that through the work on this project that this fifth grader decided she wanted to explore, they ended up publishing the results. Took them 2 years. And by ninth grade, Isha Yan was working part-time in a developmental biology lab at the same university that her father was working. Amazing stuff. You just never know. People get excited when they find young people that are willing to explore, willing to do. And her dad really encouraged her. Now, she decided that there was a challenge that she wanted to find some more information about. After all, when you find out about what makes candy chewy and what makes it hard, there's bigger and better things out there to explore. She began to get curious about how limbs grow. Now, we understand it a little bit, but we don't know it all. So getting an understanding on the process about how bones heal, treating bone injuries and treating bone disease, became a subject of tremendous interest to Isha. So she decided she would start by exploring how bone grows in zebra fish fins. Have you ever heard of zebra fish? Of course you have. Have you ever considered that maybe the way their fins grow could give us understanding about how our own bones grow? I don't know. I would never have thought of that. But this young woman did. So this is what she did. She tried a number of different techniques. She used one technique of fluorescent microscopy. She then kept very careful records about how the process in the bone cells themselves worked. And what she found is that within the fish bones, there were what were called or described by her as cellular pulses. Excuse me. So she found this out. This was published in a scientific paper. I got something in my throat. Excuse me. Do you know she won a $100,000 scholarship in a 2007-2008 Simons competition? And she said, I think the reason I have become so successful is that I started the process of questioning and learning and exploring when I was very young. She's always liked science. She has always liked math. But she said without having the opportunity to be actively involved in research, she said, I really wouldn't have known how to explore this, what to do with my curiosity and why all of the questions that I have. So now she's at Harvard and she's planning on going to medical school. I think that Isha Yan, now she was 17 when she found out that she was going to be the recipient of this wonderful $100,000 award. But more than that, it shows, her story shows us that if you have young people and you encourage them to pursue interests, allow them to be actively involved with adults that maybe have the expertise and knowledge, you're going to find that there is such a harmony and a balance that will be in that person's life, that that support that they need to help them through the failures, through the explorations that they need to do, is going to multiply in so many positive ways, it's unlimited. Here we have one young person started when she was quite young, in the fifth grade, into an arena that who knows where she's going to end up arriving. She's got a marvelous adventure ahead of her. And this should be an inspiration to you, too, because you're never too old, you're never too young to start exploring new areas of interest, to start asking yourself, what do I have an interest in? Where can I put myself? What can I do? What is it when I find myself involved with it? It just really is exciting to me. Where do I want to put myself? When you ask yourself these questions, take time to listen to what really resonates within you. And if you don't have an answer right away, that's okay. Just understand that if you take the time to work through the process, you're going to find yourself experiencing perhaps more than you could have ever dreamed, because you're giving yourself the opportunity to, one, ask the questions, and two, to have the opportunity to explore and find out what in trying to find the answer to the questions, where that can lead you. This is Donna Sebo, and I know that we are going to be going on break in a little bit of time, but hey, phone lines are open, and if you decided you'd like to call in and chat with me, I would be delighted to do that. Here is the toll-free number, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And remember, all I need from you is your first name or your initial. And then after that, let me just tell you what I see, and then you're welcome to ask a question about anything or anyone that you like. Are you in business? Do you have a no smoking rule? Well, there's a lot of information that's coming out, because apparently no smoking in the working environment is becoming more and more important, and the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention has found that workers who smoke cost their companies an average of $1,760 in lost productivity and $1,623 in excess medical expenditures annually. If you're a business person, I have some information that I think you'll find of interest. And if you're a person that smokes, remember, if you're out looking for a job, this is something you may want to know about, because it can make a difference in whether or not you are hired, and also what you need to be aware of when you are going on that interview, because it is making a difference sometimes with whether or not people will accept you on the job. I was talking with a businessman not all that long ago, and he said if someone is a smoker, it definitely works against them, and they have very, very stringent rules. So these are things that I think we need more information about. Donna Sebo here. We're going to be taking a break. Don't forget, you can call in and chat with me, 888-815-9756. We're taking a break. We'll be back in just a moment.
Enter the magical world of God's Kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown-red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, He's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, TTAP.com.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo broadcasting to you live from Virginia, where the temperatures are hot, humidity is high, but it is gorgeous country. Whenever you have a chance to come to the East Coast, this time of the year is warm, but I will tell you what, it is absolutely a luscious feast for the eyes. Flowers are in bloom. There's magnolias that have the most incredible fragrance that you will smell when you're driving through certain areas that have these humongous trees. And because of the temperature and the weather here, you'll see trees of such a size. It's just mind-boggling. And everything is green. But remember one thing when you come back here, bring your bug repellent, because mosquitoes just love new victims. And boy, I'll tell you what, they sure do like me. So always remember, have your mosquito repellent, because you're going to need it. Hey, I've got an instant gourmet pizza on the grill recipe that if you are interested in it, go get that pad of paper and pen. And in a few moments, I will share something that's quick and easy. I don't know about your family, but mine and just about everybody I know, you say pizza for dinner, they go yahoo, especially if you've got kids. So we've got some real, how about a kitchen sink pizza? How does that sound to you? Well, when we come back in a little bit after I give you some information, then just have that pad of paper and pen handy. Or you can give me a call if you like and we can chat. 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And by the way, if any of you who are listening, if you happen to know of schools for reflexology, etc., do give us a call so that we can share it with other listeners, because in the United States, our guest earlier is in England, so they have a whole different attitude regarding this subject matter. But also, if we have certain schools, I know Bastyr University in Seattle is one place where you can go for nutrition and various modalities of learning. But reflexology is a very specialized area. So if you know of one, give us a call and let us know what it is. I'd love to talk to you about it, because I think it is a very, very useful tool for wellness. Remember, I was talking just a moment ago before we went on break. Again, if you want to call me, 888-815-9756. Tobacco And apparently the government is getting more involved in the tobacco industry. But they say tobacco use is the biggest cause of death worldwide and the leading preventable cause of death in the United States. Well, a lot of people have become more and more knowledgeable about it. And, heck, we gals, if we're really vain, we understand that if you smoke, you're going to have extremely ugly lines around your mouth, and your skin is going to look terrible, because if you smoke, the chemicals that you're taking in when you inhale are just definitely going to affect it, and it's, who wants to look like a piece of leather that has been hung out to dry for 2,000 years? You don't want to look that way. So giving up smoking always has been a good thing, but because of chemicals, even more today, we are becoming more knowledgeable about it. Ironically, it seems like smoking has increased among young people, and that is a sad thing. But if you're an employer, what can you do to help your employees consider quitting smoking without putting a lot of pressure on yourself? Well, apparently there are government entities such as the CDC and nonprofits like the American Cancer Society. They have all kinds of documents that you can make available for your employees, and they're free. Also, the suggestion has been made, you might want to put a sheet into an envelope and, you know, whatever you're giving to employees for whatever reasons, whether it's their paycheck, et cetera, and have on that sheet of paper phone numbers for free quit lines that smokers can call for counseling. And there's all kinds of things, newsletters, anything, even there might be a cash bonus. A lot of companies have done that to encourage people to quit the smoking, if they have been able to complete a class, but also to not smoke for maybe 6 months or, you know, a year. Just have to figure something out if you're an employer, because it really is an asset. You don't want to end up losing money because of health problems. Believe me, my father died from lung cancer. I can remember, and this is a very personal story, I can remember when I was just a tiny, tiny girl, my father standing in the bathroom, and he had a pack of Camels that he had just emptied out after smoking, going into the bathroom and coughing and coughing and coughing. He had the smoker's cough, and he'd spit up blood. Well, in my young mind, somehow or another, I knew that there was a relationship between the cigarettes and the blood he was spitting up, but I didn't quite understand what it was, because my dad would stop smoking these Camel cigarettes, and then this would stop. He went, apparently they came out with some other brands, and so they were milder, and he would go with them. Well, when he was in his 60s, he ended up dying from lung cancer, and his lungs were really ugly, ugly things, because of the intense smoking he had done for many years. I was at an exhibit in Las Vegas, where they showed what a lung looked like when you had a smoker's lung. Now, years ago, they talked about the black lungs of the coal miners. A smoker's lung, if ever you have a chance to see it, is so repulsive that the display I saw, people had dumped their cigarettes in a cubicle, that a transparent cubicle, so because it just absolutely shocked them. Remember, anything you can do to encourage someone to give up a habit that is going to cause problems with breathing, shorten their lives perhaps, but if nothing else, take away the quality of life. This is something I think that is a good thing. So know the laws in your local area regarding smoking, and also you might want to create a non-smoking policy. I've known a number of businesses that have done that, and that is mandatory. Some companies, they'll say if you smoke on premise, that is going to be cause for you to be fired from your job. What you do off the job is your own business, but you cannot smoke on the premise. And I knew one company where the employees would go outside, they'd walk like a half a block away to get their to smoke their cigarette. So as an employer, you can do it. But if you have company vehicles, do you have a buffer zone for it? Smoking breaks, if you give them, how long are they going to be? Just all kinds of questions that you need to ask yourself and how you're going to run it. But I'll tell you what, whether it's a business or even at home, if you don't want smokers around, you set the rules, and they'll have to obey them. This is Donna Sebo. I know we're out of time. I'm in Virginia. I'll be back in my home office next week, same time, same place, right here on bbsradio.com. Have a fabulous weekend. Be safe. Enjoy your summer. Talk to you soon. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. God bless. Have a great one. Talk to you next week. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.